Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot!
All right, and welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about everything and nothing at the same time. It's a true miracle. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. This is episode 12, I think. I'm pretty sure. Or this is episode 13. I'm not even sure. We're doing so many episodes, I can't even keep track now, Bob.
Amazing.
Isn't it really? It's just awesome. And I am the host. I am the star. I'm the premier idiot. Steve, Bob, Kevin, and Italian Joe. Cue the music. We're all in the house. All of us.
Italian Joe.
Yeah. Italian Joe. And Kevin, you're our guest today. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Great to have you come in, Kevin.
Yeah, I figured I'd visit.
Good to see you here.
Thanks for coming.
I miss you. It was just wasn't the same without you, Kevin, the last 16 weeks.
16 weeks?
Well, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's just get right to it. Bob, do you know what time it is?
News headlines.
You don't say it like that, Bob. You got to say
news
it like
headlines.
That. Yes! Way to go! First headline of the day, Kanye West does lunch with Donald Trump. And now you want to give me back and you going to show me. So you walk around like President Donald Trump. And I had you all listen to a little bit of sound of Kanye West talking in the Oval Office with Mr. Trump about a myriad of topics, and he lent his great wisdom to the president. You guys heard what he had to say. Let's play a little bit of sound here for everyone else to hear it.
You know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign I'm with her just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. If you build in a floor, the Constitution is the base of our industry, right? Of our country, of our company. Would you build a trap door that if you mess up and you accidentally something happens, you fall and you end up next to the Unabomber? You gotta remove all that trap door out of the relationship. The four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment, and I think the way the universe works, it's perfect. We don't have 13 floors, do we? I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I was connected with a neuropsychologist that works with the athletes in the NBA and the NFL. And he looked at my brain. It's equal on three parts. I'm going to go ahead, drop some bombs for you. 98 percentile IQ test. I had a 75 percentile of all human beings, but it was counting eight numbers backwards off of his repeating. So I'm going to work on that one. If he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories, and we have to make our core be in power. We have to bring jobs into America because our best export is entertainment and ideas. But when we make everything in China and not in America, then we're cheating on our country.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty impressive. You know, I hate to say this, Jim. Do you want to say something? What do you do after that?
All right, guys. What do you think about Mr. Kanye West and what he offers to the President of the United States of America?
He's a total jag.
There it is. I'm going to have a little bell that goes off every time I hear jag making the pasta or your mom. We're up to one.
No, that was awful. He's awful. Why was he there?
What were some of the things he was talking about, Joe?
Well, he was talking about he's going to have his own hat that says Make America Great, mm-hmm. not Make America Great Again.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about bringing in Trump factories into Chicago.
Right.
He just didn't make any sense. I mean, is he worth much? Can he really put up some funding and help anything really? Or does he just have ideas?
Have you seen how much his sneakers go for?
Oh, yeah, I know, but how many people do you see wearing them? He's got like a small supply. I mean,
That's fine.
I didn't even know he had sneakers out. Yeezys.
Doesn't he sell slides, like little slip-ons for what, $200 for
yeah.
the slides?
Yeah, I mean, I just...
You don't need to sell a lot with those kind of prices.
Right. You still do.
I'm no math genius, but...
You still do. I mean, when they're made in China by little kids for 4 cents
well,
a day.
Well, now he's going to go to Chicago.
I don't know what he. I don't think he's worth a lot.
Trump
really,
factories.
Is he?
Kanye? Heck yes.
Is he?
Absolutely.
I think Kim's worth
he's,
more.
Yeah, she probably is. That's for sure.
Well, who cares about how much he's worth? Bob, what do you think about Kanye's messages?
I honestly think he's got some mental illness and. You know, there may be some drugs involved as well. He's been rumored to have an issue in the past. And whenever you see a celebrity go to the hospital for dehydration, it's usually not dehydration. Do you guys know anybody who's gone to the hospital for dehydration?
My kid did.
Anyone?
He was about like 6 months
way
ago.
To shit on my point, Steve.
Yeah, I mean.
He did. He really did.
I don't know. Maybe Kanye was on the bath salts.
Do you know any adult who didn't, who was able to hydrate himself and not have to depend on his, neglectful parent Steve to hydrate him? I just realized.
How did that happen, Steve? Yeah.
That one guy that was found on the mountain, he couldn't drink
any of his. Okay, all right.
Oh, that one guy that had really bad diarrhea.
Yeah.
From the stomach bug that he caught?
I hear what you're saying.
I guess my point was not valid.
Kanye, like, sounds fairly intelligent sometimes, and some of the things he's talking about seems to make sense, and then he just goes off the rails.
Then he keeps going, yeah.
So we all remember that soundbite with Kanye West with Mike Myers when he said this about President Bush.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Now here's the topic stemming off of that story. Is Kanye West good or bad for President Trump?
Well, that's interesting. It's a good question. If 15-year-old kids could vote, he'd be good. But I don't know how 18-year-olds feel about him. But 15-year-old kids think he's a genius.
I
think it's irrelevant. I don't think it does anything.
I don't think it does anything either.
Can you imagine?
Doesn't do anything one way or the other.
No.
Total, I mean, if Republicans...
None.
Not going to make somebody stop voting for him.
When Obama was hanging out with Jay-Z or any of these types, you know, people on the right were going crazy. You know,
what do you mean by types?
Yeah, right. Well, you know what I mean. They're black.
Black.
Black people. Black. Obama hanging out to black people.
Oh, I thought you meant celebrities.
No, no. Yeah, so you got Obama hanging out with certain celebrities and the right goes crazy. But, I mean, come on. I would hope that some of the people on the right will kind of run for cover on this one. But I like Kanye. He's fun. He makes everything so much fun. Okay, Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder, they're calling for, it seems like, aggression towards Republicans. Former First Lady Michelle Obama openly challenged calls from Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder for Democrats to forego civility in favor of confrontational politics. You guys, of course, heard about that story and what they've said. What do you guys think about that?
Where Eric Holder said kick them?
I think it was kick them based, you know, the...
If they go low... Instead of saying we go high like Obama did.
Right.
Or Michelle Obama did.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Holder said kick them. My feeling is if you take that seriously, you're an idiot.
And of course, people do.
People do.
Now, Bob's favorite story of the week. The stock market is down almost 1,400 points in 2 days, proving that he is right. Donald Trump's policies are failing. Go ahead, guys. Go at it. Boom, boom. What do you think? What do you think is going on in the stock market? Is this the beginning of the end?
It very well could be. I mean, you look at the interest rate environment over the past 10 years, and it's been incredibly low rate environment, cheap money everywhere. Housing costs are lower because of the low rate environment. Corporations can borrow at a low rate, and it's just been ramping up over the past, you know, couple of years, really. It's been heading that direction. So it's finally catching up, and you're seeing inflation numbers hit, and this is what happens when rates are low for such a long period, and you're going to see inflation, and wage inflation, of course, is occurring. And it's just, you know, we're due for a correction. We're absolutely due for a correction.
You think it's going to be a bubble that bursts? Or it's going to be, like, I think it's drastic gonna be, or what?
It has been drastic over the last 2 days, but I do think it's going to be could possibly be a long, slow slide. But I thought this 5 years ago as well. And so I was wildly wrong 5 years ago. So don't listen to me. My crystal ball is broken.
So you should not get financial advice from the Idiots Podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's a long time coming. I mean, you look at this bull run that we've had, and it's just been unprecedented. And with the rate environment shifting, that's a big, big thing. And, you know, with the rate environment shifting and inflationary pressure, and it's really probably going to continue. And there'll be some ups, but mostly downs.
Yes, yes, indeed. So sell, sell, sell.
Short, short, short.
Okay.
Not only sell, but short. So.
Well, I don't even know what that means. So.
You guys are freaking idiots.
What does this mean? Does this mean, like, interest rates go up?
Well, interest rates have been going up.
No, I mean, like, continue.
And Trump's mad at the Fed for them raising rates. He said he thinks it's crazy. But, you know, you need to, there's a balancing act there where you have to raise, when the economy is heating up, you do have to raise rates to kind of offset some of that. So, I don't know. It, I just think it's going to be a long, slow, could be a long, slow slide. So,
why would you have to raise the rates? Why not just kind of do, if everything's, everybody's prospering from this, if it's making the economy grow, why raise the rates?
That's not the rates that are making the economy grow necessarily.
Right.
You can't have cheap money forever. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not smart enough. I don't think any of us are smart enough to get into the economics of why you raise and lower rates and why you change fiscal policy and release money into the system. And, you know, I don't think we're on that level to discuss it.
Yeah. This is giving me a headache.
It is. My head hurts.
No, but yeah, it's
can I go out and buy some milk and bread? That's what I want to know.
Well, put it this way, even Trump doesn't understand it. When he was talking about he's talking to Mnuchin about solving some of the debt issues we have, he said, let's just print more money.
That's right. Give me some of it.
I like that idea. Dump some more into it.
Yeah. All right, police on Monday, that would be this week, arrested a Utah man and accused him of raping a woman he met on the dating app Tinder. And authorities think he may have attacked others. His name is Wyatt. He's 21 years old. He was inviting these women over to his house, and women say when they got there, he jumped them. Kevin, do you go by the name Wyatt?
On Thursday, so it wasn't
You
me.
Live in Utah!
That was Monday, right?
Yeah, that was
Monday. Oh, that's my Thursday name. Wyatt Derp. And Cock Holiday.
I want to know more about this Tinder. I gotta know. So Kevin, you invite these women over and that you meet on Tinder over to your house? Over your house?
Screw that.
No, what are you doing?
My girlfriend would get pissed. So it's usually somewhere public, and then we go back to their place or a cheap hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely don't want to make her mad. She usually isn't cool with another girl coming over.
Claro que no, pero yo estoy en Estados Unidos, así que mátese, mátese que no me importa.
From Tinder, especially.
Have you used Tinder?
Yeah, yeah. See, I've used Tinder. It's not I mean, it's getting to the point where it's like, oh, somebody brought somebody home from a bar, and the guy, you know, raped her. It's like, it's the new bar.
Hey,
it's not a big deal.
Rape is gonna rape.
You can't, you can't, like, you know, point out Tinder and say this
rape
is
gonna
problem.
Rape.
Yeah,
rape.
Exactly. Taylor Swift is
it's
gonna.
True. It's true. It's absolutely true. They're gonna.
That's
their...
the segue into Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
into
gonna
politics.
Find their method.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, you are so insensitive. You know there are women out there
getting ready,
just trying to mind their own business, walking
on
down the
Tinder?
Street, and men like you
mind exactly, their own business.
Tinder?
Yeah, they're minding their own business.
They're
on
not
Tinder.
Minding their own business.
You know
they're trying to get somebody up in their business.
They see a nice, kind message that says, "Hey, I want to get in your pants." All they want to do is come over and see if you were serious. They didn't mean to find out, you know, that you really want to get in their pants.
No, I mean, it's not. It's, if they're trying to like
hashtag Me Too.
If they're
hashtag
trying,
me too.
They're
too.
Trying to
thanks,
put Tinder
thanks,
on
Joe.
Blast.
Great interjection there. Yes. Hashtag me too. Thanks,
that's
Joe.
What it is.
Great.
You can't okay, really
go ahead,
it is.
Kevin. Can you finish your,
you
what you're going to say?
You cannot put Tinder on blast.
I prefer
for this.
You just say Mauricio.
And it's honestly the new bar. Tinder, Plenty of Fish, all those apps are the new bar.
You don't have to buy the drink.
You don't have to buy the drinks. It's better than the new bar.
You have to
it's
spend
better
money.
Than the bar.
Yeah.
It's better than the bar. And there's that it's going to happen. It's like saying, you know, somebody got hurt or raped or something in Uber, but yeah, Uber's
going
happen. Nowhere.
It's not it's Uber's fault. It's not Craigslist's right. fault. It's not the fault of the classified ads had these issues back in the day.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can
swap
always blame.
Sheet. I used to get raped every week on that.
I remember that, yeah.
So where's the mini bike? Come here, little boy. I got just the handlebars. That's all you're getting.
Well, that was great stuff. Okay, a woman has been Beatles called out on social media for giving her foot a nice scrub at 36,000 feet. We got a video on our website. This passenger took out one of those peel files or whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
It was just scraping away and
disgusting.
Giving herself
that's
a pedicure.
Gross.
And some woman was capturing her on cell phone video.
I don't understand where these people were raised. You know, like people that take their socks and shoes off and put their feet up on a tray. It's disgusting. It's so gross.
Is she American? Is this did this happen in America? I mean, people in Japan
probably a millennial
pick
Kevin.
Their nose at the dinner table in a restaurant. Mm. That's just a different
That's
culture.
What they do.
It's I think it probably was American. I mean, the woman may not have been American, but what are some of the things that people do on planes? That's the topic.
They just bring their support animals.
Freaking crazy.
Oh, I hate animals.
An airline finally just rejected a support animal this past week. I think it was a squirrel. And they finally,
I read
yeah.
that.
Like yeah, a, they finally
a,
said
it
no.
was a peacock or something. Yep, squirrel?
Brought a peacock. Squirrel. Yeah, peacock was let on. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, someone they brought a squirrel. Their support squirrel.
Where do they draw the line?
They
had my
to,
alligator.
They drew the line at a squirrel.
It's ripping here, kids' arms off.
My point is they finally...
It's doing a barrel roll down the aisle with a child in it.
What is it? Got my toddler's leg in its mouth. Yeah, they finally drew the line. It's about time. I mean, yeah. People were
kidding me.
They would
stupid.
Bring their support penguin named Gilligan.
Have you seen
how do you get a support
animal?
Squirrel? What do you get? Wait, you won't catch it?
You put some bait in a trap. Bring that trap onto the plane.
What?
Support squirrel.
I don't think this is.
I don't even know if this story is true because I'm not.
Oh, fake news.
Thank you.
I can't believe I said that.
Now, was that squirrel served a bag of nuts?
Oh, my God.
I'm such a jerk.
Put the rim shot in there.
Have you seen a passenger with a support animal?
Just a dog. I've never seen anything wild.
What else about, Joe, what are some of the things people do on airplanes that drive you crazy?
Fart.
Yeah, right?
Well, just like the movies for
yeah,
Joe.
Exactly. Just like the movies. So I don't travel with my family. no. It's just people being obnoxious. Burping, farting, taking up more room.
Breathing.
Out of their mouth.
Looking.
You can smell their nasty breath. When they weigh 400 pounds and you can't sit in your seat.
My last flight, I had a woman.
Prefer that.
Yeah.
I had this last flight I had. This woman had a kid. The kid was on her lap, probably 2 years old. But the kid kept kicking me. And she kind of noticed. And she goes, oh, don't do that, honey. Don't do that. But she didn't, you know, keep up on it. Keep a vigil of the kid's foot slamming into my leg. And I just sat there. Now, she was kind of hot, so I didn't mind too much. But if she wasn't so good looking, I probably would have said something.
That's disgusting.
That's freaking weird.
Really,
dude?
Steve?
So... What was so hot about this 2-year-old, Steve? Does she have a diaper, like, in a thong shape or something?
Thong shaped diaper.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
It was pink zebra print. You can kick it all you want. What are you drinking?
He probably already saw
it. Infamil.
Pedialyte.
Infamil. Get her an Infamil. Tell it's from me.
Okay, trivia time. Call out your name.
Where's your enthusiasm?
So we're going back to our roots. We're going to do movie lines. That was our first ever trivia contest, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. And I'll try to do the accents if there is accents for these movie lines.
Great, great.
Okay, the first one should be easy for me. We're counting cards.
Joe. Bob.
Dang.
Joe, you beat me. I went first, so I got a knock against me, too.
Oh, crap. I was going to say Rain Man, but it's not. Rain Man.
It is Rain Man.
It is Rain Man.
Counting cards.
Even when you...
I was actually thinking of Hangover there for a second with Alan.
It probably could have been in that movie, too. Okay. Joe's up 1-0. You know what they say. Human see, human do.
Again, a movie that Steve watches that nobody else watches.
Kevin, that hot baby on a plane.
Oh, we need video on Steve's face.
All right.
The disappointment is uncanny.
The answer to that is Planet of the Apes.
Oh
my favorite.
Who watched that movie? Which one?
All right. Sorry, Steve. Steve, thanks for putting this together. Seriously.
I just have to make sure I do the trivia quiz that everybody knows every answer so everybody's happy.
Thanks for putting this together. Try harder. Okay. Planet of the Apes.
Okay. You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Bob. Breakfast Club.
Yep.
You got it.
The Breakfast Club is being remade. You hear that?
Okay, next one. Kids these days, they just don't get scared like they used to.
I do remember movie lines being a bad one.
Yeah. This is a horrible idea.
Monster Inc.
Didn't see it.
Monster Inc.
Okay. That's funny. That's Planes, Dust, and Crops, where there ain't no crops. Okay, North by Northwest.
I never heard of that movie.
Okay, here's another one. Take a good look, my dear. It's an historic moment you can tell your grandchildren about. How you watched the old South fall one night.
Joe. Going with the wind.
Way to go, Joe. I'm so proud of you.
Don't ask me how I knew that.
You're my favorite again.
That paper. No, I didn't. That was a couple weeks ago I did that.
Okay. Okay.
The wind. How the fuck did you know that?
Because those Jesus. Are the movies
what
he
do
watches.
You watch?
I just AMC all day.
The Hallmark movie channel.
Hallmark. Yeah.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I know I can picture it. I just don't know the title. We're not good at this, Steve.
They get this easy. Is such a specific.
They get easier. Okay, that's Casablanca.
There it is.
Okay, what's my destiny, mama? What's my destiny, mama?
Bob.
Forrest
Gump.
You got it, big dog.
Thanks for the...
When did he say that?
As soon as I changed the voice.
When's my destiny, mama?
I don't know. He just changed his voice.
I don't remember
destiny. Steve, I
even used the word
I
destiny.
I mocked the voice.
Destiny,
I think now mama. You should use the voice. So, yeah, it worked.
Okay, here we go. I do not see plays because I can nap at home for free. And I don't see movies because they're trash and they got nothing but naked people in them. This is one Joe should know.
Really? I should know this one?
Yeah.
No idea.
Steel Magnolias.
Oh my gosh, who watched that? Know your audience, Steve. Know your audience.
All right.
What did you do all day?
I invented Post-its.
That's what you did all day?
Oh, wait. Is that the next one?
All right, that's Rami and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh my gosh.
What is that?
What? These are like one-star movies.
What did you Google to get this?
All right.
And by the way,
what
it's Romy.
Movie lines
it's
at nobody...
Romy starring Mira Sorvino.
All right, here we go. It's 2-2. Got Joe. Kevin's got nothing. He's
like, Bob. Let's combine our points. You can have four.
He's questioning why he came here. Here you go, kiddos. Here's your dumbed down movie line,
Woo-hoo!
So we can get this game over. I mean, funny like a clown. I amuse you,
Kevin.
Bob.
Kevin.
Goodfellas.
Got it. Okay.
Joe Pesci.
Go ahead.
Make Bob.
It my day.
Bob.
Clint Eastwood. Dirty Harry. I did know it. I didn't need that joke. Thank you, man.
Sudden Impact.
Ah!
What?
But he played the character Dirty Harry. It wasn't Dirty Harry the movie. I didn't know the name of the movie, so thank you. Negative one there.
Okay. I have always depended on the kindness of strangers. None of you will get this one. Streetcar Named Desire.
Oh, good.
It's alive! Alive!
Bob.
Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Frankenstein.
Okay, I think they used the line in Weird Science as well. I officially throw up the challenge flag.
Just give it to
okay.
him. Just give it to him.
Kevin's about to take that pen and write that point down for me.
I think you might be right, but I'm not going to give it to you.
They actually, you know what it was? They had the movie playing during that scene.
Right. That's
so,
right. That's what it was.
All
right.
Okay. So technically it was in
Next
Weird
one.
Science.
My precious.
Joe.
Kevin.
Joe.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Right? Can you name what, can you name which one?
The first one?
I don't know.
The Hobbit.
It was the Two Towers. Okay.
Schmeagol's the guy.
Next one. Good
Bob.
Morning, Vietnam!
It was Good Morning, Vietnam.
Yeah, that's right.
that was a really
Okay,
hard.
Joe's up. 3-1-1. I wish I knew how to quit you. No one wants to answer that.
Well, it's John Travolta, right? Based on your
no,
impersonation.
No, it sounded like,
holy
it sounded like Forrest Gump again.
I don't know.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Sounds like Forrest, I gotta take it, Dom.
Sylvester Stallone. You guys know this one. I know you do. You just want to say you know it. Okay. Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, jeez.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Joe.
Sherlock Holmes. Okay, Joe is one away from winning. I never heard this line,
Let's work on this
so
together.
I'm going to assume you guys don't know this, but I'm going to say it anyway in case someone does. I don't want to survive. I want to live.
I'm just going to go into negative territory. Bob, the Martian.
12 years
Am I
a slave.
Zero yet? I mean, at zero?
12 years a slave. Okay, this is gonna possibly be it. Wax on.
Kevin.
You're supposed to let Joe get it.
Oh.
Remember? Okay. He's only standing.
Jurassic Park.
Karate Kid.
Joe, you could have gotten it at that, but you could have passed.
Okay.
It should have gone to Joe for the steal.
Oh, sure. Okay. Wax on was like when they're waxing
the
that
dinosaur,
Ford Explorer.
Right.
Right.
Those orbs.
Okay,
the
this orbs.
That too.
Yeah. This one's from Bob for what he said recently. They call it a Royale with cheese.
Bob. It was Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction. It is. Yeah. Although
it goes to 11.
What is that
is
accent?
That it? This is it. Anything else?
It goes to
11. Well, the 11 is
It goes to 11. These go to 11.
Well, which is it?
They go to 11. It's both. Really?
Is it Spinal Tap?
Yes.
I don't think your line's right.
I don't know. I just pulled this off the internet.
All right.
Well, the internet's always right. Yeah, so it's got to be right, Bob.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Creators of Spinal Tap suing the studio for a few $100 million.
You make me want to be a better man.
Come on, Joe.
I don't know.
You make me want to be a better man.
Joe. You got this. Don't mess it up, though.
I don't know.
Okay, that was...
I can picture it.
I don't know. Yep. That was as good as it gets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah. Helen Hunt. There you go.
Never heard of it.
You complete me.
Bob. Jerry Maguire.
Okay, Bob's surging back. Oh,
my God. It's really getting exciting here.
Can I give Bob my points?
You had me at hello. Okay.
Can I give him my points?
Okay, next one.
You can give him your point.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Bob. Joe.
Bob.
You got to give it to me. That would be Dumb and Dumber.
You got it! Oh my God, it's 4-4! Bob, you've surged back! You
Thank
were down!
God.
This is one of the greatest comebacks of all time! You're like the Buffalo Bills,
Frank
you're
Reich.
Like the Houston Oilers.
He's Frank Reich.
OMG.
Okay, next one. As if...
As if is in... Anything else?
Ah, as if... Willis.
I was going to say that.
I was going to say like Mean Girls or something like stupid that. Like that.
Okay, next one.
Food fight!
Kevin.
Bob.
Kevin.
Animal House?
You there got it, Kevin. Kevin Surgeon Progress is getting just insane.
It was Beauty that killed the Beast.
Joe? Beauty and the Beast. Just say yes so I can leave.
No, that was King Kong. Here's the next one. Yo, Adrian!
Oh, Bob.
Rocky.
Come on. Rocky.
Thank you.
Bob wins it! He comes back! Bob, you
Good job,
are
Bob.
The champion.
Now, we've got two here that finish with 3 points each.
Can we make a note? More movie lines?
Yes. How are we going to decide who is today's biggest idiot?
I think the guy hosting is the biggest idiot for doing that damn contest.
We could vote on it again.
Kevin is one. Joe is two.
What number are you again?
Kevin is one, Joe
Steve is
three. Ready on the count of
Wait,
three.
Wait, which number is Kevin?
Kevin's one, Joe's two. On the count of three. One, two, three. Oh, Kevin, you are today's biggest idiot. Poor guy.
How do you feel? How do you
feel,
Kevin?
Terrible.
How do you feel?
I feel absolutely terrible.
I feel nauseous.
Well, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Kevin for joining us. We really missed him. It's good to have him back. Check out our website at idiotspod.com. Send us an email at contact@idiotspod.com. They'd be awesome. And until next time, remember, there really are no such things as stupid questions. Just
does
stupid people who ask stupid questions.